Hey, this is The Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper, and today we're going to talk about why you're not losing fat, even when you're doing everything right. Then we're going to talk about our group workouts for the week. But first, you're training hard, you're eating clean, you're tracking your food, so why aren't you losing fat? If this sounds like you, you're not alone. This is one of the most frustrating and common problems in fitness. Even among people who appear to be training super duper hard and they're doing CrossFit all the time, or running all the time, or they're always in the gym doing bodybuilding, sometimes it seems like they're just not losing fat. They're not getting anywhere. And in today's episode, I'll walk you through the five real reasons that your fat loss might be stalling and how to fix them without adding more stress or working out longer. Number one, you're eating more than you think. Even when you're tracking, most people underestimate the calories that they're taking in, especially from snacks, from oils that they cook with, huge from drinks and weekends. Look, everybody knows that if you get the double mocha frappe whatever at Starbucks, there's a lot of calories in there, but few of us understand what that means. There are enough calories in like one of these frothy drinks at Starbucks to basically take up half of your day's food intake. And of course, no, you're not full. You're probably hungrier. And so you go out and overeat. But where a lot of people miss things are in pop. If you're drinking pop, like that is the number one thing, second only to smoking, that you should stop if you want to improve your longevity. The high fructose corn syrup that sweetens pop, basically it's very hard for your body to even use it fast enough. And so it goes straight into fat cells. And if you look around at people who consume pop and they're very, very overweight, they're actually starving on the inside quite often because they're not even using all the high fructose corn syrup that they're drinking in the pop. It's just going straight to fat stores. So they actually just get sicker and sicker. That's just another place where you might be taking in a lot of extra calories. You don't need to be obsessive, but you do need awareness. So try measuring for 1 week. Download MyFitnessPal. It's an app. It's free. You'll probably be surprised. For me, I have to track for about 2 weeks, and then I kind of get my habits down. So some really common culprits here, again, are lattes, taking bites of food while you're cooking, or healthy, in quotation, snacks like granola and protein bars. Most of those are completely full of sugar or glazed with sugar, or they've got like chocolate chips or something else. So the first reason is you're eating way more than you think. And I'm guilty. This happens to me all the time. The second is you're not eating enough protein. Protein is what keeps you full, prevents muscle loss, and supports recovery. It also has the highest thermic effect, meaning you actually burn calories to digest protein. You should aim for about a gram of protein per pound of body weight or more. If you can't figure that out, don't worry about it. Use a tracker like MyFitnessPal or come into Catalyst and we'll help you figure it out. And if your meals are mostly carbs and fat, you'll struggle to stay full and preserve lean mass. Here's a trick I've been using for 20 years. Put the protein on your plate first, then fill the rest of the plate. Eat the protein first, and then eat the carbs and fats. That way, if you get full, the good stuff, the important stuff is already in you. Third, you're doing too much high-intensity interval training like CrossFit, and you're not doing enough zone two. High-intensity workouts are great. They're important in small doses, but they do not help you metabolize fat at the rate that you want them to. They will prepare your VO2 max. They'll prepare you for an emergency. They're fun. They are effective, but they're not the best for actually burning fat. And if you do it too much, you start creating high cortisol, which results in water retention, poor sleep, and stalled fat loss. You have to have the optimal dose. And the optimal dose is not the maximal dose of high intensity interval training. So you need zone two cardio, low intensity, longer duration, to help burn fat and support recovery. You cannot redline your body every day and expect it to burn fat. Sometimes slower is smarter. Fourth, you're not sleeping or recovering enough. Look, sleep is the secret weapon for fat loss. Poor sleep means higher cravings, lower willpower, and slower metabolism. Recovery also includes stress management, and high stress equals high cortisol, which means more fat storage. Your body thinks that it's in this fight or flight mode all the time. So if you fix your sleep and recovery, your body will finally feel safe enough to let go of fat. It's holding it. You know, and it's not conscious, but it's holding this fat to prepare you because it thinks that you're sick or in stress or you're hiding in a cave from the marauding armies. You have to get rid of that by sleeping well. And fifth, you're expecting the scale to tell the whole story. Look, the scale doesn't show water retention. It doesn't show muscle gain. It doesn't show fat distribution. You're better off to take progress pics, even if you don't share them with anybody, track your clothing fit, or track your strength in the gym. You might be making great progress without seeing it on the scale at first, and that's totally normal. So here's what to do instead. First, simplify. Lift weights 3 to 4 times a week. Walk or do zone 2 cardio 3 to 4 times a week. Get enough protein, reduce your sugar and alcohol, by the way, and prioritize your sleep. If you do those 5 things, you will burn fat at the fastest pace that your body can possibly do it. Do that consistently for 4 weeks before you expect to see massive changes on the scale, but you'll start to see it in the mirror usually within about 2. Fat loss is not a punishment. It's a long game. What you need to understand is that our bodies were not built to burn fat. Our bodies are built to store fat. 2,000 generations of evolution has led us to this point where we're good at storing fat because we think that there's starvation up ahead or illness up ahead or a war up ahead or a drought up ahead. We're very, very good at storing fat. We are very, very bad at not storing fat. And so if you're not careful, you can be working out super duper hard or not hard enough, and either way wind up storing fat. Here's how we help you get unstuck. First, our group training, I'm going to share our group training workouts in a moment, covers the workouts, the coaching, and the accountability parts, right? All the stuff that you need to get fit. If you want a tailored plan that will work faster or to break through a plateau, semi-private training gives you that. You get a custom program, you get one-on-one coaching, and you get fast, sustainable fat loss. Either way, you can book a no-sweat intro at catalystgym.com, and we'll help you figure out exactly what's holding you back and then fix it. You're not broken. You're not lazy. You might just need a smarter strategy and better feedback. If you're tired of doing everything and getting nowhere, let's fix it together. Visit catalystgym.com and get started. And if you know someone that's stuck at a fat loss plateau, or they're just bored, send this episode their way. Here's what we're doing in our group program this week. So starting on the 21st, we're going to do an aerobic workout to start the day, and we're going to lead into a high-intensity interval training workout right after that. So we're going to spend about 40 minutes just, you know, kind of like metabolizing fat, getting a good sweat on. You're going to feel amazing after this workout, but also you'll be burning the right kind of calories. Tuesday, we're going to start with a high-intensity interval training workout. So we're going to go out with a bang. We're going to increase that VO2 max. We're going to prepare you for life, for emergencies. This is where the average person can create elite fitness. And elite fitness is not just for elite people or competitive athletes. Elite fitness is just a buffer from sickness and decrepitude. That's why the average person should pursue elite fitness, not because they're going to compete in the CrossFit Games or the Ironman triathlon, but because they want that gap, that buffer between them and failing lifespan and health span. After that, we're going to do some strength. We're going to do a heavy clean and jerk and maximum pull-up reps. Wednesday, we're going to start just with some aerobic work, build that aerobic base, burn lots of fat. By the way, you don't need to jog to build an aerobic base. Your body doesn't even know the difference. So if you're a runner who's putting in 5 days of running a week, you might as well come into the gym and do 2 days of aerobic workouts. You're going to still build your aerobic base just as well. And it's going to be a lot more fun. It's not going to be boring. Then we're going to go into a HIIT workout, which is going to be a 20-minute AMRAP called Cindy. So Cindy, you do 5 pull-ups, you do 10 push-ups, and you do 15 air squats, and then you start over. You want to keep moving for the whole 20 minutes with minimum breaks. However, some people, after a while, they want to race, right? And again, they're building an elite level of fitness, which means they're pushing themselves beyond where they currently are. So you want to go as hard as you can. Then we're going to finish with some strength work. We're going to snatch to max, and we're going to do an overhead squat to max. If you don't know what those are, don't worry about it. Come into Catalyst. We'll get you signed up for our on-ramp program. We'll teach you how to do those things really, really well and get maximum benefit of it. Thursday, we've got a row, hold, and carry circuit. So you're going to be doing a 3-minute row, a minute wall sit hold, and 3 minutes on the ski erg, and then a 50-meter farmer's carry. This is a slow, controlled pace. You're going to be breathing. You'll probably be able to have a conversation. It's a fantastic workout, and you're primarily drawing from your fat stores. Then we're going to go straight into that a HIIT workout called Michael. This is a CrossFit classic. It's an 800 meter run, 50 back extensions and 50 sit-ups for 3 rounds. Sounds like a big core workout, but the reality is that on that third round, everything you do is a challenge. You know, it's harder to run when your back is tight. It's harder to jog when your abs are sore already, right? It's very hard to keep that up, but that's why we're doing it. Then Friday, we're going to be starting off with some aerobic workout. Then we're going to get into some strength. This is kind of bodybuilding, core, midline stability, front rack carries, side planks, suitcase carries. We're doing this bodybuilding stuff, number one, to just kind of bulletproof you from injury, but also because it looks good and the beach season's coming up. This is going to be an amazing week. We're leading into May. May is going to be one of the most fun months we've ever had in Catalyst. April is there to set us up. If you want to look good on the beach, the time to start training is not June 1st. It's right now. This is the time that where you can optimally get your body burning fat. You'll look better by the start of the summer and way better by the end of the summer. This is the Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper. We'll see you in the gym.